Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Merry Christmas from In This League. And it's like the 20th. It's like 5 days before. But to be fair, this is the Christmas special. This is the ITO Christmas special because we will not talk to you until after Christmas has passed. After Santa has come down the chimney, completely robbed your house of milk and cookies. He's violated your house by leaving just crap all over the place. No one calls the cops. No one wonders why he can get into homes. Nobody says a damn thing about a man dressed in a goofy costume just breaking and entering.
Did you see the gift that somebody made of Tom Cruise talking to Jack Nicholson about Santa Claus? Did you see that? Oh, okay. I'll send it to you. It was pretty good. It was the why can't I remember the name of the movie? It's the I Want the Truth, You Can't Handle the Truth.
Oh,
why can't I think of the name of that movie?
Now you ruined it.
You don't know movies anyway. Yeah.
Pavona. I know Pavona knows it. Pavona, what's that movie?
God, I feel like such a dumbass.
A Few Good Men. Are you guys
kidding
me?
Thank you, for God's sake.
Jesus.
See, you guys need me all the time. You guys need me.
We've already said, if we made any money whatsoever, we would be having you doing all of the podcast stuff, too, on the In This League podcast. You are very
first
well
hire.
Liked. We need first hire. We need you desperately. Which,
I'll move out to Phoenix.
Movies, by the way. Come on down. Hey, you don't even need to be in Phoenix.
Plenty of empty houses over here, so.
Yeah.
I'm about to be a squatter.
It's real Christmassy when it's 80 degrees out and you can wear your sandals and shorts. That's what we're walking into. How's it over in New York, Pavona?
It's chilly today. It's chilly, but yesterday it was like 50. I think Christmas, it's supposed to be like 40 and sunny. So for me, that's like how I know Christmas.
Well, speaking of Christmas, we're not going to just talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about the championship week because that is what is in a lot of our brains right now. We're fighting for championships, whether you have got this week to get it right or you're a masochist and you go 2 weeks, we're going to cover that. We've got some incredible matchups, Bogman and I going head-to-head in a championship. Pavona may or may have not made a championship in the Disney League. We want to get your input, so if you have questions for your championship week, you're more than welcome to call 844-84-FNTSY. We can play matchups. We want to talk some baseball later, so you can also talk baseball if you've got some of that stuff. We're welcome to all of it, but very important on the Christmas special, we got to talk about your favorite Christmas movie. We are putting a poll out right now on FNTSY Radio, so go during the break, look on Twitter, FNTSY Radio, your favorite Christmas movie. We have given you options.
Mine is Kill Bill 1.
Kill Bill, yeah. Well, there is snow. There's snow. Yeah. So technically, it's a Christmas movie. It is. Bogman and I, when we come back and we'll get Pavona, we're going to tell you what our favorite all-time Christmas movie is. Plus, we want to know what yours is. So go and vote. FNTSY Radio. Get in on it. We're talking football. We're talking Christmas. We're doing all of it. It's eggnog. It's B&E. It's leaving presents when they're not really desired. It's taking stuff from people's houses. It's all happening. It's In This League. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
In This League.
So much Hanukkah
to celebrate.
In This League.
Welcome back. It is In This League's Christmas edition because we will not talk to you until then. Very, very appropriate. We love that. Actually, when we talked Adam Sandler last...
O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew.
That was stuck in my head forever. But... Good old Rob Carew.
That was stuck in my head for weeks. And now it's back because of that beautiful rejoin.
By
the way, we have the poll out on FNTSY Radio right, not right now, almost right now. It's going to be out in just moments and seconds. Oh, now I see it. It literally as we talked, it went in. I'm going to make my vote right now. So I want you guys to go and vote on it. Your favorite Christmas movie. What's the movie that gets you in the spirit? But while we were coming back, Pavona says, hey, we should do a poll on your favorite Christmas carol. And he goes, Muppet Christmas Carol for him. Of course it's Muppet Christmas Carol for you.
It's actually not. That's just one of them.
What is a, I'll be honest with you. I don't know a single Christmas carol.
Are you, you know, not human?
I've never sung one in my life.
Wow.
Like, what's a Christmas carol?
Okay, then the one you need to watch is from 1952 with Alistair Sim. Like, the guy is Scrooge. Or actually, you know what?
It's like the, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's really not like that. Actually, yeah. No, you know what? I'm going to scratch that one. Watch Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yeah, well, that could belong on the poll. That could be on there. That's a fair point. Not a big Christmas caroler guy. That's not a thing. I've never joined with a bunch of people.
Has nothing to do with Christmas caroling. Has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, yeah, you know what we should do? We should go get on people's private property, and we should sing. We should.
Yeah, but as long as you're doing it when you're hammered,
with the family, and let's sing.
Yeah, but I'm saying it like as long as you're Christmas caroling while you're hammered, then who cares? It's a lot of fun.
Okay. I mean, okay, anything being hammered is fun. So by that standard, anything would work.
I bet
so.
Cutting your toes off isn't fun, even when you're hammered.
Is that a big drunk
you
thing?
You just said anything. Like, hey. Well, you just said anything. I'm pointing out something that is not fun when you're hammered. Okay. So,
hey, guys, it's Christmas time. Let's do one of two things. Let's go
rip
Christmas
each other's
carol
teeth
at old
out.
Man
that
Frank's
sounds
house,
like fun.
Or let's cut off our toes. What do you think? What are you talking about?
Well, right. I'm just saying, giving an example of something that's probably not fun even when you're hammered. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you know what? Fair point. I'm going to give that to you. I'm absolutely going to give that to you. So we are going to talk fantasy football. We want to talk – there's a lot of stuff in baseball. So what I'm inviting you to do is if you want to interject at any time and you have a question, you're more than welcome to. Call in 844-84-FNTSY. We'd be glad to help you. Otherwise, we will be sprinkling it all in. I've seen some Twitter questions I want to get answered. We've got some player debates, baseball. But the question we asked when we were in the last segment, going to break, what is your all-time favorite Christmas movie? Now, I can tell you, hands down, nothing gets – and you know what? This is a great just revelation I just had. This is why I don't think I even can comprehend that Christmas is days away because I haven't watched it yet. Christmas Vacation. Nothing gets me in the Christmas spirit than Christmas Vacation. I can watch it anytime, but I've had no time for TV. I haven't watched it, and that's probably why Christmas is so secondary to me right now. Bogman, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, Christmas Vacation is very high up there, but if I had to pick just solely one, it would probably be Home Alone. Like, Home Alone really? reminds me of the Christmas after the Lightning Meows, where I got every single thing that I wanted because I was so disappointed in the Christmas before and my mom was devastated. So that Christmas, I got everything I could possibly want. And then Home Alone also came out. So it was watching Home Alone in the theater with a bunch of people who'd never seen it before was hilarious.
Not the one I would think of. We'll ask Pavoni here in a second.
But you wouldn't think of Home Alone?
Well, that just was not the one that came to my mind. It'd be like third or fourth on the list, which we have four. We got a caller, so I want to get him. But on the list that you can vote for, and if you want to do a write-in, you're more than welcome to. We just won't count it. Christmas Vacation is up there. A Christmas Story, because that's a classic. Bogman, we had to put Home Alone because Bogman voted in Home Alone. And because it just belongs on this show, we had to put Die Hard because Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You can't battle it. Those are your options. Go and vote.
Home Alone is second right now. What are you talking about, Home Alone, you had to put on there just because of me? Give me a break.
It wasn't the one that would have come up. All right, but let's get to our caller. We got Drew in North Carolina. I'm guessing he's not calling to just tell us his favorite Christmas movie, though I do want to know it, Drew. But what is the favorite Christmas movie, and then what do you got for us?
No, well, I even have a good story about my favorite Christmas movie.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's hear it.
It's a Christmas story. When I was a kid, my parents, they used to put all three of us up in their bedroom and lay out mats on the floor. And CBS has the Christmas Story Marathon every year. And we would just watch Christmas Story over and over again until we fell asleep on Christmas Eve while, you know, quote-unquote Santa was coming to the house.
Breaking and entering in your house. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
When the Welsh and I... when the Walsh and I were that young, TBS, I don't think, was even around.
I'm not even sure if TBS was probably around. But it's a fair point that, like, that nonstop being able to, like, watch that movie over and over, it just reaffirms it. And that thing is probably imprinted in your brain.
It is. Totally.
I love it. Okay, that's totally a fair point.
It's synonymous with Christmas. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I think a lot of people agree with you. I think a lot of people are completely agree with you, Drew. But yeah, what do we got in your question?
Okay, so tomorrow, I'm calling you guys tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to make the rounds to everyone. I'm playing for a championship, money on the line, 16-team league, man's league, PPR, and... So this crazy thing happened. There was an undefeated team. It was my friend's mom, and she lost in the first round of the playoffs. And so when she lost, the trays weren't shut down, the drops weren't shut down. She went fire sale on all of her players for the rest of everyone who was still in the playoffs.
Wow. Yeah. That's
insane.
Sucks.
Insanity. I lost Wentz in the first round and was able to replace him with Rodgers. And even though he threw three picks, threw bonuses, and, you know, a 300-yard game and three touchdowns, he still put up a pretty huge game for me, and I'm through to the championship. But anyway, my question now, I've been rolling all year with Ingram at tight end. And I picked up Greg Olsen several weeks back, put him on my injured reserve spot, and I got Travis Kelce from the undefeated losers team. So, right now I've got Greg Olsen in, and I'm thinking the Chiefs. Who are they playing this week?
The Chiefs have the Miami Dolphins, and Travis Kelce is currently listed as questionable. I got to tell you, bro, I'm all about Travis Kelce right now. If he is a full go, I don't know how I don't have Travis Kelce in that lineup. Fogs, are you agree?
But
that's tough because Tampa Bay has the very worst pass defense in the NFL, and Carolina is playing Tampa Bay. So Greg Olsen's a good option. To be honest, if you have a flex spot, I might flex both these guys in.
Ooh,
Olsen.
Do you have
a
flex? Do you have that ability?
No, it's kind of a crazy roster. It's a 7-on-7, 7 offensive players, 7 IDPs, no defense, no kicker, with a super flex and no regular flex. So I've got to play a QB there. I also got Bortles from her team, 6-point passing touchdown. So I'm rolling with Bortles and Rivers in my QB and Superflex.
I'm putting Kelce in there, and I think you're rolling solid. I love Bortles. I like Drew. I like Phillip Rivers in there, and I got to go Kelce. Kelce, I'm going to go with the best guy here. He's got an incredible matchup, and this is the type of stuff that you're dying for.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Olsen has had the one good week, so I think if you're just looking for some consistency, I would also have to roll with Kelce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Thanks, vote Drew. Is in from Drew. He's got a Christmas story. Other people are putting their votes in. Drew, thank you very much for the call. I hope you take down that championship. Go do it, my friend. And I think you'll hear a lot of other people telling you Travis Kelce as well. Well, don't go anywhere. because we've got more fantasy football on the docket here. If you want to call in, just like Drew, 844-84-FNTSY. We can talk about your questions. We have got some player matchups that we're going to talk about. Big news happening around. Zeke is back. Antonio Brown is not. Aaron Rodgers is not. There's baseball news, and there is more Christmas stuff to talk about. If you call in, you better have a take on your favorite Christmas movie. That's a fact. That's a fact. All right, we'll be back. We're going to get Pavonas when we come back. And we'll see what the poll results look like, and we'll talk more fantasy football. It is In This League, Christmas time with Bogman and the Welsh.
Hello, boys and girls. It's Santa, and I'm about as real as your chances at a title if you don't have the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I have 24-hour operation of elves making toys, and you should have a 24-hour network of experts working for you, offering the latest news, advice, analysis, and cheerful and joyful entertainment. You better have the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on your phone or tablet device. Merry Christmas.
It's In This League.
It's not real.
Well, it was real, but you see, I got sick and all the hair fell out, so I had to wear this thing.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it was In This League.
Welcome back. I mean, I think a grave mistake we made was not putting Bad Santa on that list.
Yeah, it could have been. Santa? I mean, Mrs. Santa's sister is super hot.
Bad Santa 2... horrible.
I was gonna say maybe it's not horrible, but it's pretty bad.
Now, like, yeah,
relive the first one is excellent.
Horrible first one.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's funny parts. Like, it's just hard for me to say that anything with Christina Hendricks is really horrible because
you know what? I'm gonna backtrack on that. She has a couple scenes that are worthwhile.
Right.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
It's okay. Like seeing Wonder Woman. Like, Wonder Woman is actually a good movie. It's better than Justice League or any other
better
DC trash that's come out. But I would watch Gal Gadot eating spaghetti for 2 hours. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, eating anything.
You're gonna get my $12. So Gal Gadot's in it. It's fine.
Yeah, you can be specific about what is eating too. Pavona, get on here real quick. What is your favorite Christmas movie? We didn't even get to ask you yet.
Well, I am gonna say that The Christmas Carol actually is one of my favorites. I love the story, and you know, I'm not gonna get
Which
into
one
that,
is
though.
A Christmas Carol?
Well, there's thousands of different Christmas carols. It's the Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, is that the one? Oh, is
Tiny
that the
Tim?
One with like black
you
and
know,
white?
God bless us, everyone. They
God
better do it.
Everyone.
If they're going to die, they better do it and decrease the surplus population.
That's
What's
right.
the These one that's the like black and white, the guy that works at the bank?
Dickens.
That's It's a Wonderful Life. That movie is way too depressing life. And so overrated.
It is very overrated. I'm not for that. So,
it is one of the most overrated Christmas movies ever. In this poll, though,
yeah, I'd agree.
In this poll, though, I wanted to vote for Christmas Vacation because I do love that movie. But I went with my gut and the fact of the only reason why I picked it, it's because I picked Die Hard because you know what? Screw you all. It's Die Hard.
Because it's a Christmas movie. Okay.
Listen, it is not Fair Christmas enough. Until I see Hans Gruber falling from Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Really?
Spoiler alert.
Really?
If you haven't seen
really?
It.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you told everybody that Jar Jar Binks is the new emperor. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fine. There you go. Non-spoiler alert. How horrible. I mean, if they were looking for worse reviews and worse backlash, they could have done that. That would have been fantastic. So here's the current poll right now. A Christmas Story heavily in the lead, as they should be. Heavily in the lead, 46%. That's Christmas
That's
Vacation.
A Christmas
I think
Vacation.
I said a Christmas. I think you said Christmas Story. Christmas Vacation, greatest of all time, 46%. Christmas Story is in second place, 20%. Home Alone and Die Hard are tied at 19% or 17%. Both of them. That's like fascinating to me that
they're tied at the percentage of words that the Welsh got right in that whole sequence.
100%.
17%.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas eggnog time. Things
are
Yeah.
Are you drinking what Drew was drinking? Are you filled with Christmas cheer also?
Probably different. That's probably going down just a tad bit different. So if you guys want to vote in the poll, you can go check it out. FNTSY Radio is the Twitter handle. Both Bogman and I both retweeted it. Is it the Welsh and Bogman Sports? And you're more than welcome to call in 844-84-FNTSY if you have got some fantasy football questions, if you've got Christmas takes, if you've got baseball questions. Someone, our boy Robert Rose, tweeted us, hey, we're going to talk about the CFL playoffs? No, absolutely not. That will not happen. We're not talking. I couldn't name you one CFL. Does Johnny Manziel play in the CFL?
No. Yes, they pay him in meth.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know who is in the CFL playoffs at all.
Ooh. By the way, how excited would you be if the XFL does actually get redone? I mean, we'd have to do the In This League Fantasy Football XFL podcast.
No, we wouldn't. We absolutely would not. No. I don't know if I'd be that excited. It's
really
like it'd be cool to see, but I think it'd just wind up being a disaster, man. If you remember the original XFL, like. All those players suck. I mean, there's not 32 NFL caliber quarterbacks right now. So who's going to start for those teams? I mean, is Brock Osweiler going to be the best player in the league?
No, I think it would be fantastic because you get like Johnny Manziel. You really get all the burnouts. So you'd get like Johnny Manziel. You get Justin Blackman. Maybe get Matt Jones. You get a whole bunch of cokeheads that are going to come back in the NFL. It'd essentially be like, what's the prison movie that they remade with Adam Sandler?
The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard. Michael Irvin, he'll come back. He'll play a little bit.
He broke my nose, coach.
I think it would be fantastic. I don't think Maurice Claret can work.
I don't know if he's out on bail yet. So
I'm not even
Maurice
sure. But
Claret.
Then, like out of nowhere, Brock Lesnar can come in. He could powerbomb guys. I think XFL would be a fantastic idea. I would play the fantasy for it. They would do a great job. And I just if there's a Santa, we will get Jerry Jones and Vince McMahon colluding together to make a brand new XFL.
I'll be into it if the players are allowed to punch the referees in the face.
They do just it in the, like. No, it's a great idea, Bogman. Oh, my God. It's 4th-and-2, and then all of a sudden, the wide receiver cold clocks the ref right there, and they move the ball up for 2 yards. It's a great idea. And then you get Jim Ross going, oh, my God.
No, it's like fights in hockey. Like, if you have a disagreement with the ref, like, they need to all be yoked refs, you know, like Brock Lesnar
needs to be a
referee.
Like some Terry Crews-looking dudes.
Right, exactly. Terry Crews. Yeah, that would be a good one, too. So, yeah, the office linebacker. Terry Tate, office linebacker. He could be the referee. I think that'd be great. So, I mean, maybe if you beat up the ref, the call goes your way, but you have to.
Ooh, how about the ref could also beat up the player?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So that I just want to see ref versus player fights. That's all I want.
I think it's all great. Our boy Rob Didden, because of course he chimes in. He says his favorite thing from Sound of Music. Is my favorite
Sound
thing
of Music?
From Sound of Music a Christmas song? What is he talking about? I don't. I thought he was.
These are a few of
say,
my favorite things.
Is that his favorite Christmas song?
I think that is. That a, is I think that he's asking that if it is a Christmas song.
Is there snow?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen The Sound of Music, so
okay.
I'm not sure. Right.
Let's get to some fantasy football stuff. It is week 16. Bogman and I in our big league, we went in, coming into week 15, I had 2 shots at championships. Bogman had 3 shots. We both ended up with 1 each, and it happens to be our same big long-term 16-man league. We are going head-to-head, and we finished 1st and 2nd. And this was the league that Bogman got stat corrected in the season finale, which brought him down to 2nd place. And then I jumped up to 1st place. My team is stacked, but I'm concerned because I went crazy on the top end. Bogman was a little bit down. We're projected high. It's going to be a matchup. And I know Pavona has got an update for us as well. So since we're talking fantasy football, we do have a caller. It is Danielle in California, my home state. Danielle, what's up? What do you got for us? Oh, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, Christmas movie? I would say Elf.
Oh,
that's
we
a
didn't
good
have
one
that one. That's a really good one. I'll give you extra.
We didn't have it because the Welsh is a cotton-headed ninny mungus or whatever it is.
What do you got for us?
Okay, so I was wondering, I'm in the championship game for 2 of my leagues. And 1 of my leagues, I have mixed in. I have Bryant, and I have Sanu. So I was wondering, what two out of three would you pick?
Well, I'm encouraged by Joe Mixon because he did put a full practice in today, Wednesday, which makes me feel
still in
really
the protocol,
good about.
Though.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was in concussion protocol to start the day. Then he was able to put in a full, so I think he was released from concussion protocol. So I'm in with Joe Mixon as long as he's playing. So that's number one. And it's got to be Martavis Bryant, number two, because there's no Antonio Brown. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, Bogman, but I have to assume you are dead on with me with Mixon and Bryant.
Who is the third?
So you wouldn't say Sanu?
Sanu was
Yeah, Sanu.
The third one was
because he did really well against New Orleans last time.
I mean, and he's got it. Yeah, it's a decent matchup with New Orleans. I would have told you Sanu had Antonio Brown still been with the Steelers. The Steelers throw at such a rapid pace, and with Antonio Brown out, it's going to be a mad dash to getting the ball to not only Lev Bell, but, I mean, we saw what Bryant kind of had a breakout game when Brown was still in there. So I'm really on him. But if Mixon has some type of setback, you just throw Sanu in there. But I'm going to go with the volume of Mixon and Bryant.
I'm okay with Sanu, Danielle. I'm okay with Sanu because that is a very high over at 52.5 points for Atlanta and New Orleans. That I believe that is the highest one of the week. And also, Cincinnati has flat out given up. They have looked terrible the last couple weeks in a row. So while I like Mixon and I like the volume play better than I like the Mohamed Sanu, you know, wide receivers, you have a good week against New Orleans the first time doesn't necessarily mean much for the second time. But, I mean, Cincinnati looks like a team that is completely flat out given up. So I don't mind if you go with Sanu over Mixon because he's coming off the concussion in Cincinnati is just petering out.
I want to throw one thing in, though, is that the Bengals are playing the Lions, and if you go look, the Lions are in, like, the top five of giving up points to running back. So it's a really good matchup, but it's a fair point. You really have to monitor kind of, like, how healthy he looks because they still do have Gio Bernard, so that could be a problem. But Bryant is your for sure. Monitor Mixon, and if your gut tells you Sanu, then I think you can go with it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Danielle. Absolutely, Danielle. That's a good call, too, on Elf. That's another one. It's just surprising that there's so many good Christmas movies, and as we discovered, there's, like, no Thanksgiving movies whatsoever. Was it Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Was that the one?
And that's it. Right. And I'm sure Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, I'm sure, has a movie. Like, a Charlie Brown Flag Day, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, a Charlie Brown, you know, Easter. There's all of them.
Charlie Brown weirds me out, by the way. Just the whole, I don't know, just the dog and
the head?
The abusive nature of all the bullying of the friends. Maybe I'm a snowflake. Maybe that's the problem. Just all those little a-holes taking the ball away and just being rude. I don't know. There's something with it. All right. We'll be back. We've got more fantasy football, more Christmas talk. It's all going down. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League. We'll be right back.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Well, you think what you want about me.
In This League.
I like
In This League.
My wife likes me.
In This League.
My customers like me.
In This League.
Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
I miss you, John Candy. I miss you. Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Did you know, by the way, what was it? Monday or Tuesday was the 20th anniversary of Chris Farley's death. Did you know that?
Really? 20th?
20 years he's been gone. Can you believe that?
Is that right?
That's right. That's 20 years. His last movie, I believe, was that it was that really horrible cowboy movie he did with Matt Perry. What was it? Is that Friends? From Friends?
Oh, the ones where right. Yeah, Matthew Perry. The ones where they were like Lewis and Clark.
Wagons East? Was that what it was called,
yep.
Ivana? Yeah.
You know,
okay. Sorry, that was John Candy's last movie that was also a Western. The one you're thinking of, I forget the name of it too. I'm so bad.
Wow. Well, what's with the like? Okay, Bogman. Key. Never you and me do a Western movie. That means we're done. John Candy, Chris Farley, they do Western.
Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes. That's it. Thank you.
That's it, yeah. 20 years, no Chris Farley. How many has it been since John Candy? Was it like...
More I mean, than that. Like,
1994, yeah, like he died. I remember that.
Oh,
wow,
man.
23, 24 years. That's crazy. Good, 94. Good actors. Miss them.
God, that's Missed a long time. You remember Uncle Buck? How great of a movie was Uncle Buck?
Of course you do. Do you know they made a horrible TV show with Mike Epps?
No, they
did. Didn't. Yeah, they redid Uncle Buck with Mike Epps, and it was just an epic disaster.
With Mike Epps?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just don't remake that. Just don't, I don't care who the person is, just don't do it. Please, don't, it's a great movie, it just needs to stay a movie. It'd be like, you know, them remaking Groundhog's Day with
Uncle
Zac
Buck.
Efron.
Zac Efron. Maybe he'd be okay with Zach Galifianakis.
Maybe. I would watch that, actually.
I think remaking Uncle Buck with Mike Epps is like the XFL to the NFL. I think
I would say that's fair.
Appropriate comparison.
But I would watch the XFL. That's the main difference. So I'm just saying. Quick update. Christmas Vacation still winning just handedly 43%, but Die Hard coming in second, 21%. Die Hard over A Christmas Story for your favorite Christmas movie. So go vote FNTSY Radio. Get those results in. Die Hard is, Die Hard doesn't die. It's right in the title.
Die Hard, right. Rob Ditton hit us on the Twitter machine, the Welsh, and he wants to know, would you start Goodwin, Martavis, or Sterling Shepard this week? PPR, he's already starting Dez and Juju, hashtag ITL Army.
Okay, I'm going to say something that might not be popular. I might bench Dez and play Goodwin and Bryant.
Can't play Goodwin against Jacksonville, though.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That's a good point. What's the matchup? Who are the Giants playing? What's the matchup there? I don't remember.
Giants are playing...
They are playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Not the greatest matchup. Well, Shepard...
Peterson. I mean, I think we've just kind of answered it, and we've made it Martavis Bryant.
You start Martavis and Juju. You okay with that?
Houston gives up a lot of points in the passing game.
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers are favored by 9. The over-under is 44. That's a lot of points for Pittsburgh. I'm okay with that.
How confident are you in Dez Bryant? They're going up against Seattle.
Well, Seattle's defense has looked terrible. Look at what L.A. did to them last week. Good Lord.
Yeah,
they
I understand
rolled
that.
Rolled over. I'm fairly confident, especially with Zeke coming back. You know,
over under 25 carries for Ezekiel Elliott. I think they are going to run him into the ground in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, he could, but I mean, you could still get 7 catches out of Dez for that. I mean, and they could be non-contested, like he could be fighting for the end zone a little bit more. So I like the Cowboys offense this week.
Yeah, I guess I'm good with it. That would be one of those cases where it's like, boy, you'd kick yourself right as Elliott comes back and is going to, you know, help open up the pass game. You take Bryan out. I know we're downtrodden Goodwin a decent amount because of the matchup, but I mean,
well, he also didn't practice today. He's got some personal stuff going on.
Jimmy, you know,
there's a lot going on with Goodwin.
I think Goodwin is going to be serviceable, but given the matchup conversation we're having, yeah, I guess I might go Bryant. I might go Bryant for the home run ability, even though you got 2 Steelers.
Also, Marquise Goodwin, the Welsh, hook him. Do you know that the Longhorns bowl game, the first one that they've had in 3 years, is going to be next Wednesday in the middle of the show? Of course.
Oh, good. Excellent. That makes me happy. Well, who are they playing? What's the bowl
Missouri.
Game? Is
it... Texas versus Missouri.
What's the bowl game? Who bought
the Texas Bowl?
Okay. I want more bowls that are bought by, like, you know. You know what I want? This is when bowl season will become the best. When you get, you know, when you go to like the grocery store and it's like Dr. Rocket or like the generic brand cereals, I want a generic brand cereal to purchase a bowl game. So it'll be like the, you know, Cinnamon Toast Squares Bowl.
Central Michigan is playing Wyoming in the Idaho Potato Bowl.
That's fantastic. That's immediately
there's
my
the
favorite
Dollar
bowl
General
game.
Bowl. By the way,
no, that's my favorite now. Who's playing in that?
The Dollar General Bowl is Appalachian State versus Toledo.
Oh man, too bad that's just unwatchable. But that's
there's the Foster Farms Bowl.
Not as good as the Dollar General Bowl.
No. Anything Camping else? World Bowl. You like that one?
That's a good one. That's total just advertising.
That's a good one too. That's Vautech against Oklahoma State.
I'm telling you, please have a generic cereal brand out there. Please go.
How about
purchase
the Tax
a bowl
Slayer
game.
Bowl? Tax Slayer Bowl.
What is that? Like is that like a tax service?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those programs you buy to do all your taxes. Tax Slayer.
Oh, you know what would be better now? You see those, but we have these in Phoenix. You ever see those commercials or billboards where it's like a lawyer, but he's like a badass lawyer. He's like, you know, his commercials, he's like chopping down, you know, trees and he's just burning stuff.
You want like the Hastings and Hastings Bowl?
Yeah, well, I want, yeah, exactly. It's like the, you know, the Rick Jessen, badass lawyer bowl. Like I want one of those guys. So halftime, he's just driving up to the middle and he's just, you know, flamethrower and he's just burning down bad guys. That's what I want to
get the
for.
Alex Jones conspiracy theory bowl. How about that? You like that one?
No, I wouldn't like that one. As a matter of fact, the InfoWars Bowl, please. Let's
the InfoWars Bowl.
Yeah, whatever the result of the game is, everyone will question what happened. So I want to know the end of the bowl. So we have a couple player matchups here. Let's go through a few of these. Let's burn through these. We're gonna talk a little bit of baseball in the second hour. Plus, we'll do our over unders.
Did you see Pavona's at the Weinstein Company Human Resources Bowl?
I don't think we can play. I don't think we can play football or even two hand touch. We have to all keep.
Yeah, we definitely couldn't run a commercial for it without getting a lawsuit. So
no. All right, some matchups for Week 16 for your championship. Bogman, you and I though, we're going head to head, and I feel like we do this a lot. This is our big. This is our big money league. I mean, this.
Yeah,
this
and
is a big
your
one.
Favor to beat me by 30 points. That's all.
Are you serious? I saw your projections. Our league scores around like it's like 200 points or something
we
like that.
We have IDPs Bogman, and stuff. Right.
Yeah, we have IDP, and he gives points for everything that they do. Let me look at this. Yeah, 230
it's to your
201.
Favor, 233 to 201. So your favorite beat me by 32 points.
Let's go through roster real quick because, man, this is 16-man. I was able to put together – we're not going to go defense and stuff, but just starters. I've got Cam Newton, Tyreek Hill. I'm putting out my boy Josh Gordon. Todd Gurley, Leonard Fournette, Kenyon Drake, Rob Gronkowski, and even on the bench, even though we said we weren't, I've got Joe Mixon and Sterling Shepard, so I've got a few options there. Bogman, who are you putting out against me?
I've got Tom Brady, Golden Tate. I like the matchup against Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Larry Legend, Larry Fitzgerald, LeSean McCoy, who's questionable at New England, so if he doesn't play, I am pretty much hosed.
Let's go.
I got Marshawn Lynch against Philly, not a good matchup. Jason Witten against Seattle and Jamal Williams, also not a good matchup against Minnesota. But I could run out Robbie Anderson if I want. I don't like that matchup. See, I don't have good matchups this week. I've got Marquise Goodwin against Jacksonville, and he's questionable. Just not very good matchups. I could run out Keelan Cole against your Niners. I kind of like that one. I think I might have to do that.
Fun fact, I finished first in this league, and I had the 16th pick. 16th pick, usually not a super fun spot in.
Couldn't have complained about it anymore, too.
I was so pissed
mad.
Off about it. But I got
so
Todd
mad
Gurley
about the
16th and
pick. Yeah, and he got Gurley and Fournette and Gurley. Give me a break.
It was amazing. Right. Pavona, how is the official Disney League? I know that it's the Disney Facebook.
yeah, the official league, Disney whatever. League. I'm not really sure. I've got to think that a whole bunch of ESPN people are probably in that one.
I can't even.
What,
I can't
what
even,
do
like,
you
say
get?
Although some of them might have been fired
one, like.
and laid off, so they probably aren't even looking at their league. So,
oh, John Skipper, yeah, he was in your league.
Yeah.
What do you get for winning this one? Is it like a relic from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or something?
I get I get paid. That's what I. Oh, that's
what
I do.
Do you get paid in? Do you get paid
that's
in Disney
do.
Bucks?
You know, the funny thing is, I kind of wish because Disney's expensive, Jesus. Man. I want to go back. I like there.
You should get like a full trip. You should get like, you know, two people paid for to go to Disney, airfare, hotel. Like that should be the prize for the Disney Facebook Fan Club Football League.
I'd love to do that. But listen, The only problem I have with this is that, yes, I'm in the championship. I'm really excited about it, especially for the fact that this was I told you guys, this was an automated draft for me, and I ended up with, you know, in the championship with the second-best team in the league and one of the best scoring teams. But it's a two-week championship, which means it's going into week 17.
What?
Oh, the worst. Of course the Disney people would do this. Of course
they would. So, of course, they got goofy friggin' commissioner of this stuff.
It's like Disney to make an unnecessary sequel, right?
Yeah, it's the straight exactly. This is the straight to DVD championship.
Yeah, and just like the Last Jedi, of course, just like Disney, they got to make the league way too long. Way too long. Doesn't need to go to week 17. Just end it at 2 hours, please, or week 16 is what I'm saying. All right. We will actually get to some player debates. I want to talk about Jeter. Jeter doing a town hall with fans.
What a bad idea.
What a horrible idea. It's incredible. So let's get at it. Join in the fun. We'll be back.
In this league.
If there's a Santa, we will get Jerry Jones and Vince McMahon colluding together to make a brand new XFL.
I'll be into it if the players are allowed to punch the referees in the face.
No, it's a great idea, Bogman. Oh, my God. It's 4th and 2, and then all of a sudden, the wide receiver cold clocks the ref right there, and they move the ball up for 2 yards. It's a great idea. And then you get Jim Ross going, oh, my God.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's In This League.
Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Run so loud and proud to hear.
It's In This League.
And we got this berry. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever. Whatever the hell you celebrate. Whatever it is.
I choose to not celebrate the New Year.
Even if you get offended by what other people do.
I'm offended by the New Year.
Yeah.
If you're offended by stuff, you probably shouldn't be listening to us. To be honest.
Such a good point. It's an underrated point, by the way. If you get offended, not the place to be. But if you don't get offended and you like humor and you got a sense of humor and you're okay with talking about Santa being essentially a criminal with B&E, then you can check out everything we got going on over at all of the podcasts. So football is obviously coming to a close, but I do want to give this a plug on the net. Well, we got one more episode that is dropping on Friday, and that will be kind of your prep work for this weekend. The next week, week 17, Bogman and I, we are currently undergoing a 2018 early mock draft for fantasy football, and we will be breaking that down. So you will be able to get the results at InThisLeague.com, and you can hear the podcast where we break it down. So go check out the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. Baseball, we just dropped one talking about winter meetings, and we are full on once a week back starting in January. We have got the college football podcast where Bogman's talking about bowl games. I can't emphasize enough, whether you're looking for prospects, Major League Baseball, basketball, football, baseball, college, whatever.
Basketball.
Basketball, I think football. I said them all three times here. You can find them. You just search In This League.
We also have football.
did we mention prospects as well?
We have basketball, too, and baseball.
XFL. We'll do that.
Nope. XFL. Okay. And no CFL.
But you can find – definitely no CFL. You can find all of those. Just search on iTunes, wherever you look for podcasts.
And basketball.
And basketball.
We also
thank you
have
very much.
Basketball.
Can we get a player debate in here? Give me a player debate. Give me a player debate or two for week 16.
What position you want? Which one?
Give me two running back.
Running back one. How about Deion Lewis versus Buffalo or DeMarco Murray versus the Rams?
Ooh, Deion Lewis, Bogman.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Deion Lewis, too, because no Rex Burkhead. So I know, I mean, James White can just kind of slide right into that role. But Deion Lewis was used. He's been used heavily over the last, like, 6 weeks. So I'm definitely a Deion Lewis guy, too.
How about this? I got one for you. How about Robert Woods versus Tennessee? Or Demaryius Thomas versus Washington?
You know what? I think I'm going to go.
I got my answer.
Demaryius Thomas.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Robert Woods.
Yeah, you know, Robert Woods looked good in his first week back, but DT is still like, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. It seems like he still winds up putting up some decent yards.
It does. I mean, some like an occasional week it doesn't, but it kind of does.
Yeah, I mean, he's up and down, but Robert Woods, I don't like it. I don't like Robert Woods this week against Tennessee.
Okay. No reason. Ooh, no reason to get so mean. Robert Woods didn't do anything to you.
I don't like him.
Go to USC.
I don't like him. How about Alshon Jeffrey versus Oakland or Devin Funchess versus Tampa? How about that?
Jeffrey.
Oh, man. How about the worst pass defense in the league, though? Devin Funchess.
Maybe. But I'm going to go Jeffrey. Nick Foles on that.
I'm going to go with Devin Funchess. I'm going to go with Devin Funchess. I'm going to go the opposite of you. Not just go the opposite of you, but I mean, you know, like Nick Foles looked really good last week. Is Nick Foles going to look this good every single week, though?
You're going up against the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders are bad.
He's going to look really
Tampa
good.
Tampa Bay's worse. Tampa Bay's worse.
Christmas movie conversation, my friends. Well, Christmas Vacation is still winning 44%, but it is a dead heat. As Christmas Story, Home Alone are both 19%, and Die Hard is 18%. So go vote FNTSY Radio as we are going into our second hour. More Christmas, more football, some baseball. I want to talk about Jeter. We haven't even talked about the LeVar Ball Basketball League. What a train wreck sports is right now.
Worse than the
LeVar Ball is the conductor. We'll be back.